Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Commanders talk all season.
Down on the defense.
I think they're a bunch of overhyped guys.
The sports junkies all morning.
At least you don't give up on guys.
Be Mitch and Finley while you work.
Carson Wentz, as everyone said, he's better than what we've had.
And Grant and Danny on your drive home.
We got a show. We do.
Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
106.7 The Fan. Sports Flash.
I'm Craig Heiss. We're brought to you by the Sunoco Go Rewards app. The Commanders practice in the books for the day. The guard situation. Trey Turner still out with a quad injury. Andrew Norwell missed a second straight day. And Wes Schweitzer did practice but got hurt, went to the medical tent. And Ron Rivera says he doesn't think it is serious. Second preseason game Saturday against the Chiefs in Kansas City. Nats 5-4 winners over the Cubs last night. They'll try to make it two straight tonight. Patrick Corbin against Justin Steele. And 6:35, Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave. First pitch, 7:05. And D.C. United tonight in action against LAFC. That's a 10:30 start on the coast. Download the Sunoco Go Rewards app to find your nearest Sunoco and start saving today. Sunoco, fuel your best. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Craig Heist on The Fan.
Guys, I have great news.
It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Girl, you know it's true.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. If you're new to the program, my name is J.P. Finley. I'm a blogger. His name is Brian Mitchell. He's an NFL legend. And joining us now, normally I would say via the BetQL guest, standing on, leaning on my truck with me, is young Pete Haley. He's a huge fan of Milli Vanilli, likes to pull his socks up to his mid-shins, and watch some football practice today. Hello, Pete.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a less accomplished blogger, but I do the same thing that JP does largely. I just wear my socks a little higher.
How do you get a bad back, Pete?
What do you mean I got a bad back? Who says I have a bad back?
I thought somebody said you had to get something done in your back.
Doctor said I need a backy out of me.
I don't need anything done to my back, and Ron Rivera seems pretty pleased with Curtis Samuel and where he's headed, so hopefully he doesn't need anything done to his back, his groin, his hamstrings, or anything else.
Okay, look at this guy trying to segue into practice. All right, fine. Go on with the chloroform.
Don't ask me my personal question.
Yeah, God, I wanted to ask Pete about his basketball trophy, but
no, sir.
Let's talk Curtis Samuel status.
Damn it, this is the one time I worked my way away from shtick, but I guess I'll go all the way. I don't think it's a stretch to say that this is the peak of Curtis Samuel's stint with the Commanders. Played on Saturday, made two catches, practiced yesterday, practiced today. That's two straight practices and one game appearance for those counting at home. I'm counting that basically as a 3 days of action in a row. Yes, there's an off day on Sunday, but regardless, we haven't seen that amount of participation from Curtis really since he came to Washington in March of last season. And look, I don't want to get too ahead of myself because every time we do, he's invisible for a couple days. But we are heading in a positive direction as Doc Walker punches JP in the stomach and JP doesn't even flinch.
See, yeah. So tomorrow is hump day. Has he gotten over the hump?
That's well said, Brian. Ron, again, he said it was a delight. He said that Curtis came in and wanted to do more. It wasn't necessarily coaches asking him. So there's a bit of optimism, and there's been a bit of optimism before, but I think perhaps this plan, this nebulous, vague plan, is accomplishing what it needs to do.
Curtis also seems, I don't know the right term here, but like happy. Like last year, the injury stuff, he seemed kind of sullen. Like you could tell it weighed on him. He has a different pep in his step, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, it's the pep in the step on the field, but it's also the pep in the step off the field. And every time we talked to him last year, which was only like three times, it was over Zoom or in the press conference room, and we were just grilling him about his health, which wasn't a really good way to get a feel for his personality. It's what we had to do, but there's no time to joke around and get a feel for him as a person. And I think this year that's coming through a little bit more. And he's a goofy guy and a fun-loving player, and I know that doesn't matter on Sundays, and fans who are over Curtis or annoyed with him won't care about whether he cracks jokes or not, but I think that change in personality is hopefully indicative of a change in health, and we can get 13, 14 games out of him as opposed to maybe the 7 or 8 that I was expecting a couple weeks ago when it felt like the Curtis Samuel experience was just stuck in the mud and there's no way out of it.
So let's zoom past Curtis and talk about practice today, because Ron Rivera clearly was upset about some things after the session. We're talking with our friend Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Pete Haley NBCS. What'd you make of practice today, and then what is your determination of what Ron was so mad about?
So my take on practice was it was the best. Best, maybe not for football coaches, like depending on the execution, they might not say it's the best, but the most entertaining and probably the most spirited of all of training camp. And that's nice to see that come so late into August, August 16th. Normally you see that late July, early August, but I felt like there's a crescendo here in terms of highlights, in terms of the players jawing back and forth, in terms of the length. Like this practice went 2+ hours, which this team isn't often interested in doing. Now afterward, Ron was undressing the players a bit in a post-practice huddle, and I saw Kalik Hudson on one play. God forbid, Brian, he tackled De'Ami Brown, basically kind of lassoed him to the ground. Ron Rivera pulled Kalik after that play and seemed to give him a stern session of remarks. And earlier in practice, an offensive lineman got pushed to the ground, and if I was a D lineman, I'd say sorry, I dominated the rep so much. But that lineman then fell back into Sam Howell's knee, and luckily Howell emerged unscathed, but it looked like one of those plays where a guy rolls up on another and there's going to be some serious consequences. So Ron has hinted and harped on practice needing to go up to this line but not cross it. He doesn't like when trash talk bleeds into the next play and causes players to be late to the line of scrimmage, and I think that stuff was occurring over these 2 hours this morning in Ashburn. So while it was fun for us to watch as reporters, and there are plenty of notes and things to relay to listeners and viewers and readers, from a coach's perspective, I think maybe it was a little sloppy, a little too much extra stuff for their taste.
I told JP earlier that around this time when they start having cuts, it gets a little bit more spirited because guys don't want to be on the cut side. Do you think that had anything to do with today? It may not be the guys that's going to get cut, but, hey, they don't want to be, so they go a little harder in practice.
Could be the guys that know, cuts have started. They're not calling my name today, but next week there's another round.
You never know.
Yeah, the cuts absolutely matter. And, you know, Ron told us on Saturday that he felt like some of the second and third stringers, the speed of the game, caught them off guard. So he was applying some pressure to those backups and the undrafted guys. Like, hey, you know what you did in your preseason opener, congrats. You got some cool pictures of you in a Commander's uniform. Maybe you made a tackle or caught a pass and you're in an NFL box score. But let's forget that and let's get better. And you can do a lot more for me. So there definitely is urgency being ramped up. You saw that when Sam Mills was fired. That was a message to the coaching staff. You see it today when practice goes 2 hours, 10 minutes, and there's a lot of 11-on-11 red zone work. So I'm glad to see it. I think at times this staff and this operation has been a little too lax, especially as training camp waned on, regular season came close. It felt like they wanted to be ultra conservative and let their guys just get to week one healthy, as opposed to get to week one healthy and really ready to play. And hopefully there's this adjustment that's happening, and it will lead to sharper results in September.
All right. Ron gets hot at practice. Players go harder on cut day. I think that's all good news.
I agree.
What I don't think is good news is Antonio Gibson fumbling in the first quarter of the first preseason game.
Bad news for sure.
Subsequently, Brian Robinson looks pretty damn good with the first team. Good news for Brian Robinson. What does that mean for Antonio Gibson?
So I asked Scott Turner, who is at the podium today, does the fumble impact how you view Antonio? And Scott took a more friendly approach to it than Ron did on Saturday, when Ron basically was like, he needs to run better, he needs to run harder, we teach him this all the time. Scott stayed more neutral. He knows what he did wrong. What I'm telling you is nothing. He isn't hurt. He needs to stop. But I do think that the tide is a turning at running back, and that's a intentional Brian Robinson Alabama pun. He runs the way they want their running backs to run, and they don't have to tell him, and he never fumbled in school. Gibson fumbled 6 times last year and once on Saturday. So too reactive to one game, especially an exhibition game, and I try not to be in most cases, but I am going to be overly reactive on Saturday. I think that was the one thing Gibson could not afford to do. He did it. His backup looked a lot better, a lot more sure of himself, and I think that's going to really influence how this running back core gets used. I think Robinson is the lead dog, the favorite to lead the team in carries at Pete Haley Sportsbook.
That's a prime example of doing the small things. You know, yes, he has over 1,000 yards from scrimmage over the last 2 years. He has almost 20 touchdowns or more in his previous 2 years, but he's fumbled the ball an awful lot. And then that was also a play where he missed the block going into the quarterback the other day. If you're not protecting the football and protecting the quarterback, you can be very good. They'll put you on the bench. And I think he needs to realize that those that keep giving him an excuse of, oh, he's not a real running back. You're in your third year as a running back in the NFL, having that level of success, that BS has to go. You are a running back, and that's the way you need to think. You think, hell, I moved from a quarterback to another position. I couldn't use the excuse of being a damn quarterback anymore.
Right. Armani Rogers isn't making that excuse as he tries to get used to tight end.
Yeah.
And Antonio told me there's that Eastern's Motors shoot 3 weeks ago just before training camp, and I asked him if he's ready to drop the half receiver, half running back label, and he said, yeah, this is my third year. I'm confident enough in myself.
Yes.
And then he's still going out there and making the mistakes, being too hesitant, not just sticking his foot in the ground, as people like to say, and cutting up field. Then Robinson comes in and does it, and McKissick does it too. McKissick used to play running back or receiver in college. Sure, he's a lot more into his NFL career, but the adjustment period is over. You are a running back. You're listed as one. You're viewed as one. You're expected to perform like one, and he is not advancing. Doesn't seem to be advancing, and if he is, then Saturday's mistake is overshadowing that, because you can make all the little subtle growths that you want, but if you fumble after being labeled the fumbler last year, that's just the quickest way to seed reps, is to give the other team the ball deep into your own territory.
August 16th, the first game, I believe, B, is 26 days away. Brian's birthday is 2 days away. How do you feel about this team?
Happy early birthday, Brian.
Don't give me an early birthday. Call me on the day of my birthday with the gift.
Yeah, damn it.
Okay. I'll definitely call you. I don't know if I have a gift that would interest
when I see you, I give you a gift, though. Don't worry about it.
Okay, great. I don't know why you'd give me a gift on
I
your
think
birthday.
That
probably
means beat
it's gonna,
your ass.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I would say so. After,
I love that he just laughs.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not
yep,
wrong.
I think we cracked that code.
After seeing Carson Wentz's, I feel like now we've sort of seen the full experience, right? He was sloppy early. I think he's more honed in now. He's hitting guys deeper down the field. So my Carson Wentz, I'm back at neutral. Like, I know what to expect from him. JP's mentioned the track record, the stats. I think I'm there too. There's going to be ups, downs, but he's going to be 17th-ish quarterback in the league. Where I'm a little tepid now is with the defense. And I love what they're doing out here in Ashburn, but when they play in the fall and the winter, they don't play here in Ashburn. They play against other offenses with teams that are much more well-rounded and with quarterbacks who are more experienced. So,
and when they don't know what the offense is running.
Yes.
Like, let's be real about why these defenses play so well their third week in the training camp. They pretty much know what's going to happen, and they know if it's run or pass. Like,
yeah. I think Terry McLaurin today was very angry with Kendall Fuller and the DBs because they were calling out the plays before they happened and then were sitting on everything. You can't do that against Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff. So I entered camp thinking
might
this
be
was
able
a,
to do it against Goff.
You could be, yes.
What would you...
I entered camp thinking this was a 10-win squad. I'm now down to 9 wins. I just think it's not as fortified in the depth positions as I'd like it to be. I'm curious about the pass rush, and I'm worried about if there are any significant injuries, who's going to be able to step up at corner or at D-line, at linebacker, et cetera. The defense makes me more worried than the offense.
I understand it as a first preseason game. What grade would you have given the starters on defense in the game that just passed on Saturday?
I mean, if you're giving them anything more than a C-minus, you must have saw some other plays that I was not privy to.
That's why I asked you what you gave them. I didn't ask them what nobody else was doing, Pete.
C.
C-minus?
C-minus, Brian, and I give my response to your question an F, but I'll stick with the C-minus because Baker Mayfield, all reports from Panthers camp, is that he's been relatively meh. Comes out first drive when they're apparently not game planning, and he converts 3 straight third downs on you and was on his way to scoring a touchdown before a fumbled snap happened. And then they take some licks after Antonio Gibson fumbles. That's a pretty big fire to ask them to put out. You'd like them to, but you can't really grill them too much. And then they righted the ship. But that first drive, it felt very similar to what we saw all of last year, an inability to get off the field, too many easy gains on first and second to make those third downs so short. So I didn't like it, Brian. I didn't like it one bit. And we're going to ask Jack Del Rio about it tomorrow when he's at the podium.
All righty.
Do you, Jack Del Rio at the podium tomorrow? We had a caller call in yesterday that referred to him as Mr. Dust Up, which is a pretty funny nickname.
Yeah, you might want to lead off your questions like that, Pete.
Yeah, go ahead and just call him. Hey, Mr. Dust Up.
Yeah, I bet.
How much money would it take for you to do that? A year's salary?
Yeah, because I'll be fired for it, and I would like a huge parachute to use and land on my feet with.
When Jack talks tomorrow, I've voiced a few concerns consistently. Depth kind of everywhere, but certainly on the back two levels at linebacker and corner. And then third down defense. And Ron Saturday, and he just doubled down with me, had a really good point that it's not always about third down. It's also about second down and second and 10 becoming third and 5 and second and 8 becoming third and 3. What do you think they can do differently? And honestly, B, I kind of want you to answer that first. As somebody that played this and knows what kind of play calls come in depending on situations, like, what do you think this Commanders defense can do differently to ensure that they're not 30 father ducking first in third down conversions allowed on defense?
On second and 10, second and long, you don't want to sit back 10 yards off the ball first. Because all they got to do is take 2 steps, pop a ball, he already got 5-6 yard gain. I think what they have to do is be more aggressive defensively, where you put the pressure on the quarterback to do things in a timing manner. And I think when you run zone on second down, you're basically saying, go ahead and get the first down. Go ahead and get some more yards. But if you make it like a man thing where the quarterback has to now, the player said earlier that Carson have to throw guys open, that's damn near a perfect throw.
Yep.
So you make it a little tougher on the offense, and then you have a chance. But if you sit back and give them 5 yards, 8 yards, free release, you're not going to stop that. Now you got third and short. They can do whatever they want in their playbook.
I would pretty much echo your statements there, defensive coordinator Brian Mitchell. And you hope that Fedarian Mathis at the middle of that 5-man D-line can help control the run on first down, so it's not first and 10 to second and 6 to third and 2, et cetera. But, yeah, second down, I think, is like the Tuesday of downs. Like, it's kind of forgotten. First down, okay. Third down, sure, but second down matters. It matters just as much as first
yes,
and third,
does.
And that's the quality analysis you get on Brian Mitchell and J.P. Finley's radio show for Pete Haley.
When you compare it to Tuesday, I got an analysis for you. If you get bombed on a Tuesday, you're generally messing up your week.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to play golf with B-Mitch this afternoon. So there's a decent
uh-oh
chance that the rest of the week we're digging out of a hole.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds fun, though.
Yeah, but
speak
like Tuesday.
Speak for yourself, J.P.
You're going to bomb him off the tee. JP's going to get bombed in the cart in between holes and shots.
That is very unlike me. I take my golf super serious.
You
sir.
Just drink water and like G2 to recover and replenish your electrolytes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting vibe out here at camp. I think we haven't got to talk to you since the fight song and kind of. I said this yesterday on air, and a lot of people called in and said I was defending the team and that I'm a homer, which is hella interesting.
They are definitely new to the show.
Yeah, they're new to the show, and they're new to the area.
New to the planet.
But the song that kind of went viral that some dude tweeted at me and EB, the song they performed before the game, all due respect to the people singing, it was a nice song, but that is god-awful as a football fight song. Now, they didn't play when they finally played it, like after a touchdown, I don't even think they played it till the second half, the Sam Howell touchdowns. That version was faster, still slower than the original version, and way jazzier. What did you make, a guy that only thinks music started existing in 2010 and beyond, what did you think of the song and where we're at as far as Hail to the Commanders?
The song is rather dreadful, and before even getting to the mixed up rhythm and extra flourishes, the words are bad. And everybody's pointing out, we're fighting for our Commanders. Are they fighting for us? Are we fighting for them?
Yeah.
Why does it say Commanders a couple times in the first verse? It's too clunky. Why is it Hail to the Commanders? Why can't it just be Hail the Commanders so then it sticks with the same beat? And then the added remixed version, just,
you're not a trumpet guy,
it's just so bad. And there's a huge touchdown to Terry McLaurin, and then it feels like you have to, like, the old song it felt like you could yell and pound your chest and bang on seats. This song it feels like you need to warm up your pipes and
like
make sure your scales are right. Yeah, like you're saying, library or at church, and you're singing a hymnal. Like, it's too artsy.
That's what B. Mitch compared it to.
It's too artsy.
What'd you compare it to, B? Being a Baptist church
funeral? A funeral, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not
right. You don't want anything compared to funeral music.
Yeah, you can tell by my stuttering, I don't really have anything more analysis-wise other than I really don't like it, and I don't think a lot of fans do either.
And what's worse, I don't think they're going to change that.
It's because
maybe they can speed it up a little. I don't know. But
it's just so disappointing because every time they now try and do something, it comes out, it gets destroyed, and then they have to adjust it. And how many times can you do that? That's just embarrassing. The 90 greatest players list, the crest, the Sean Taylor stuff. We're now going to honor him again this year. The song you people are asking you to redo. This mascot thing. Who knows what's going to happen there?
Dog hog.
Dog hog, historical figure.
Give me a dog or a hog. Don't give me no historical figure or.
How about
no
a dog hog? Hero.
We said, what if they get a dog and name it Hog?
Yeah, just it's so.
And you can go one of two ways: you get a fat, sloppy dog, or you get a really small dog and go for the ironic angle.
Yeah, I like the ironic angle.
It's like a fat guy named Tiny.
Yeah, it's just there's so much correcting, and it's good that they're in the stage where they're willing to correct. But I'd love for them to advance into the stage where they get the first thing right and
get it right first
time. All the time.
Don't cut corners. I put a post on LinkedIn today. You might want to read it. They may want to read that one. It talks about cutting corners because you may cut corners today, you have to deal with it tomorrow. And they've been having to do that a lot in different things.
I feel like B. Mitch is telling you and I something that we need to be checking out our LinkedIn pages.
Yeah, I haven't logged into LinkedIn in years.
Well, that's where you make your money at, Pete.
Oh.
I think that's where you make your money at, B. I don't know.
Nobody's just demanding me on LinkedIn. I just get like spam messages.
People on LinkedIn is business opportunities. People on all the other stuff is just a bunch of BS.
Well, I'm too busy going off on TikTok and getting 600 views on all my posts, Brian. So we each have our own field here.
All right.
You have to leave or you want to stick around the truck?
I'm down to stick around the truck. I want to talk about my basketball championship.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
I don't know that we're going to do that. I think it'd be fun. Intern John in there, B?
No. Nah.
Okay. What, you sent him for lunch or did he leave?
No. I see his glasses, so I guess he's coming back.
Okay. Well, good. I was going to see if Intern John and Jeff, as Commanders fans, want to have a broader discussion. And then Lamphill, as an Eagles fan, if he wants to make fun of us for anything. So don't go anywhere. Let's get the boys in the aquarium involved. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.